family, I give you the December calendar. We're gonna be pretty busy.
It needs more glitter.
Noted.
Why is 4 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st triple circled?
That's the deadline to open an Ohio 529 plan and get this year's Ohio tax deduction.
Can't we just do it today?
Can we?
Well, that would be genius.
I'll get the glitter.
Start Ohio's 529 plan before the year-end deadline at collegeadvantage.com.
Once upon a time, Amazon Music met audiobooks, and listeners everywhere rejoiced.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they could listen to one audiobook title a month from an enormous library of popular audiobook titles, including Romanticy, Autobiographies, True Crime, and more. Suddenly, listeners didn't mind sitting in traffic or even missing their flight. Amazon Music Unlimited now includes Audible.
No way.
Download the Amazon Music app now to start listening. Terms apply.
Every Tuesday afternoon, it's time for How I Live Well, where we chat to somebody who's maybe doing something a little bit different or an unusual occupation. Maybe they've tried some new thing to make their life a little bit better. Today, though, we're talking about, maybe somebody with kind of an unusual work arrangement. Catherine Merrigan is with me today. Catherine, because, well, you might bring us back and tell us your connection with Skellig.
Right, so I have been working on Skellig Michael for the last 24 summers. We go out there every, we start kind of in April, out to the island from May until October. So I actually live on the island. There's three of us that live out there for the summer. I've been doing it for, I can't believe that I've been doing it for 24 years.
Yeah,
it's quite something, really.
But you are Kerry-based though, originally, are you?
I'm originally from Wexford, but I moved to Dingle about 32 years ago. And where I moved to, I'm looking directly out at Skellig Michael. And so it took me probably about four attempts to get out there. The very first time, this is about 28 years ago. And because of the sea, it becomes so wild that so many people from all over the world come over. They can't make it out there because they just can't. The boats don't go out, you know, because of the weather conditions. So finally, after my fourth attempt, I made it out and I actually blew me away completely. I walked down to the island and puffins at your feet.
Yeah. So you decided, I want to stay here. I want to work here.
So then a year later, a job came up and I got it. That was it. And so I've been doing it for 24 years. I just actually, when I say it now, I think, how is that true? But yes, it is.
What does the job entail?
So we're there. There's three of us that live on the island. We live in small cabins. The reason why we can't go out is because we have to really protect the place. You know, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. There's only two in Ireland. So it's very, very protected. So I mostly would be giving talks about the history. We're also trained in case people have accidents, which can happen out in the Skelligs, which does happen quite often, unfortunately. And also my big passion is actually looking after the birds, the nature side of things. I mean, there's literally 8,000 puffins on the island.
Wow.
At your feet as you walk up 600 steps to an old monastery perched on the top of a cliff. And so, the world needs more puffins in this crazy world, I think.
Yeah, you have a book out, Living Among the Puffins, on Skellig Michael as well.
That's right.
So when you're living on Skellig Michael, that's a summertime, a seasonal
just
sort of
summer.
Thing.
So we stay out there. There's three of us. We always rotate. We're always on 2 weeks at a time. On the island now, there's no running water. There's no electricity, literally solar panels on the tops of our tiny cabins, which gives enough power for phones and cameras because I do a lot of photography when I'm out there. 2 weeks on and a week off, but it's just really for the summer until October the 1st every year.
Take me inside your hut.
Oh, well, that wouldn't take long.
Right.
you couldn't swing a cat or a puffin. But there's lots of so you walk in and there's literally a small bed. There's a tiny fridge, which is, there's solar panels, as I say, and that actually gives enough energy for the fridge. Then we have a gas cooker and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you do 2 weeks on.
2 weeks on and a week off. And we have to bring all our water, every bit of food you want for 2 weeks, because you don't leave the island for 2 weeks. So it's a lot of A lot of organising, you know.
And sorry, when you say that there's three of you that you know have this job for the summer, are the three of you on the island at the one time or is it rotational?
So there's five of us all together and so we rotate. So we're three of us on and then you have a week off, you know. So we kind of swap around a little bit, you know.
Yeah. So a lot of the purpose, you know, aside from, you know, looking after the heritage site and all that goes with that, but it's the tourist element, I imagine.
The tourist element, very much so. And people come for different reasons, as you probably know. Star Wars, the last Star Wars was made there and that kind of brought on.
Were you there when that happened?
I was there for the whole, every single bit of it.
Tell us about that.
Well, that was a bit nuts now. That was a bit of a different world, you know, because like it just never ended. The tourists, whatever, left at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon and then all the Star Wars crew came on with all their gear, bring it up to the monastery because that's where they filmed mostly. It was quite something now, you know. It was definitely Disney World meets Skellig Michael, you know. But it was, the people were lovely, especially the main actor, like Mark Hamill, you know, Luke Skywalker.
Right,
Skywalker. He loved the puffins. And when he said that, he was all right with me, you know. And he was actually a really kind guy. And they were mostly very respectful, you know. And so my job was really to make sure that the wildlife was looked after. And they really were very good, you know.
When they were there recording and filming and shooting, I presume they weren't staying on the island.
No. They were staying on the mainland.
They
literally came on. People thought they flew in, but they didn't. They came on the boats like everybody else, you know. An hour and a half by boat from Port McGee, by the way. And there's 15 boats, so if you haven't been to Skellig's, you have to come. Oh, my God.
It's on my list.
And you
long
have
list.
You couldn't even explain it. It's one of those places you have to visit once in your life. It's so worth it. It's just incredible.
How did they get all the cameras, recording equipment up?
Oh my God! Now that was hilarious because you know they couldn't fly any choppers in or whatever because of the wildlife. So they literally had to they hired about 20 big Sherpas, Irish Sherpas, and to carry up absolutely everything up 600 steps.
Wow.
And they'd be singing away up and down. They were very fit fellas, God bless them.
To try and, get all of the equipment in.
And it was the amount of equipment. They literally had big tentfuls of stuff. And that was just so funny because when they left at night, the puffins, they love anything new. So they would literally go into the tents, check out what's going on, climb over the tents, anything new, you know. So it was great crack for them.
In terms of when you, you know, sign off or finish up for the summer from the seasonal aspect and go back to the mainland, it's then just empty then, really.
The island is left to be, which it needs the breathing time, you know, because it's a tiny, tiny rock and there's a lot of footfall there. But you can't really go near it in the winter. It's like, you know, the island is 13 kilometres from the mainland. So you couldn't really land, maybe the odd day. But, you know, it's a protected site and there's nobody goes there in the winter.
Yeah. So there's no footfall at all.
No footfall. Well, you never know, but hopefully not, you know, because it is, you know, there's the old monastery perched on 600 steps and it's just phenomenal, you know, and it can be dangerous as well, you know, and also for the bird life, even though in the winter there's not that much of that activity, you know, but
you're very passionate about it.
I do love, well, I love the nature, you know. I mean, every single night I walk up the 600 steps. that's my walk to work, 600 steps to the top.
Why?
And then in the night I go up there every night as well, just because it's the best sunset in the world and sunrise. Like I barely sleep in the summertime. You barely sleep because it's hardly any darkness in the sky. You know, it's like it's dark. It's dark probably about 12 o'clock and light around 4, you know.
How many tourists roughly, I mean, pass through each summer?
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell. So it depends, you see. There's 15 boats and they have a license to come once a day. On average, it'll be 180 people a day.
Okay.
And
The months of...
Between, as I say, May until October.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's so many days where the boats can't land due to weather, you know. It can be, a swell can come up on Skellig's and we may not see somebody for 2 weeks. You know, one of my jobs actually is at 6 a.m, I walk down to the pier, check on the landing, and then I'm on to all the boatmen. whether it's safe or not, because we're the only ones that actually see it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really see it from the mainland.
If you're out there, Catherine, and you're on your 2-week stint, right? And in the day or two leading up to you finishing up, the weather conditions have deteriorated. They're not great. So you're stranded there then for another...
I can be stranded. I've been stranded.
And what happens in terms of, you know, amenities and food and all of the stuff you bring with you?
Good luck. You have to be really prepared. And I'm pretty organized at this stage, you know. I have never run out of chocolate or a drop. Never run out of dark chocolate.
Yeah.
So thank God for that.
It's the fresh stuff though.
But you know, it's funny. I've never run out, but there has been moments, you know, that water supplies get low and that's a bit tricky.
Listeners wondering, what do you eat while you're there? In terms of fridges and freezers?
Yeah, so people would think that I would just use canned food. I never bring a can. I bring all fresh food, believe it or not. I'm really into my food. You have a lot of time to think about cooking and you have a lot of time to eat.
Yeah.
Because people are gone every day by 4 o'clock, you know, and I eat really well there, you know, because, you'd have a good appetite
and
as well.
And you have some refrigeration or something?
Oh, yeah, so there's a little fridge.
Sorry, there is,
know,
okay.
With the solar panels. And then, and actually there's a tiny little freezer. And actually, some of our nice boatmen, are you listening out there, boatmen? Bring us in a few little treats every now and then, like nice
brilliant.
Fresh fish.
Yeah, great.
You know, which is like lovely
so
to have.
If you were stuck for something,
if you were really stuck, but I rarely would be, you know.
Yeah.
But and sometimes you get the few spuds from some of the guys as well. So
Listener says they went to Skellig Michael during the summer. They had an absolute ball. The puffins were incredible. They come right up to you and the views were just unbelievable.
It is. There's you know, I've travelled all over the world for many, many years, sailed across the Atlantic, been everywhere in the world. And I come back to the Skelligs every year and there's just nothing like it.
Yeah.
You can't compare it to anything.
Another listener is planning to go next summer, but they're wondering how far in advance do you know if the boat will sail?
That's the tricky thing, you know. It's the luck of the draw, but just keep trying. It took me 4 attempts, but I tell you, it's worth it. It really is, you know, and it's amazing. People come from all over the world, and it's only in recent years that Irish people have started coming, which is strange, you know.
Well, just on that, Stephen in Coolock has got in touch and he says he went to Skellig about 10 years ago. Absolutely beautiful. I'd love to go back. The puffins were out that time as well. I hope it's not being degraded more so now because of Star Wars. I presume Star Wars is bound to have attracted sure huge troves.
Yeah, well, okay, to tell you the truth, you know, in the beginning it did become a bit crazy, but because we're there, I tell you, I have a stick with me.
Yeah.
No, but people are mostly very, very respectful, you know. And it wasn't ruined because of Star Wars. It really wasn't, you know. It may have been put on the map, but even people that are incredibly into Star Wars, they arrive and they really are touched by it, you know, not only because of Star Wars, of course, that would have drawn them, you know, and that's put it on the map for certain people. But, I'm glad it won't happen again, though.
For that reason.
It's enough. Once was enough.
24 years you were doing this. I presume you plan to keep it up for another while.
I have another few years left
guess,
you
of
know.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's
going to
look after
the job, though.
I absolutely love. I love meeting people. What I really love is when people arrive and they're really touched by the place, you know, and they're, you know, some people have arrived and cried and I just go like, it's just amazing. And the nature, as I say, the sunsets and but it is. It's not easy to be on a rock with living on a little rock with three people for the summer, you know.
What if you don't like the other two that you're
It's been tricky, you know, it's much easier to get on with puffins.
Right. Is it expensive to get out to?
Oh, yeah. But I can't say that now.
Right.
It is expensive enough. But you know what? Those poor fellas down in Port Magee, they need your bobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, it's so worth it. It really is worth every penny.
And do you know how far in advance you can book?
You could book from now, I guess.
Yeah
and go online.
Summer.
You know, people often phone me and ask me, but it's probably best to go online now to go and book it, you know. Or some people arrive down at the pier and they might get lucky, you know. Yeah.
Paddy says, I'd love to see the Skelligs, but I've purposely avoided going because I don't want to disturb the wildlife. So do you not think we're doing any harm?
No, because you know what? If people stay on the steps, it's completely fine.
Okay.
And you're not disturbing puffins. Puffins barely even notice that you're there. They're not interested. They're just there, you know,
doing their
thing. building their nests, yeah. having their chicks. They're not interested in you at all. You know, don't let that disturb. It is okay. So
well, if they want to get a little bit more of an insight into Skellig Michael and the puffins, living among the puffins, I should yeah. say, is Catherine Merrigan's book. Catherine, listen, thanks a million for travelling up today to meet us. It's lovely to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. And Catherine Merrigan there on Living on Skellig Michael. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number.
Once upon a time, Amazon Music met audiobooks and listeners everywhere rejoiced.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they could listen to one audiobook title a month from an enormous library of popular audiobook titles, including Romanticy, Autobiographies, True Crime, and more. Suddenly, listeners didn't mind sitting in traffic or even missing their flight. Amazon Music Unlimited now includes Audible.
No way.
Download the Amazon Music app now to start listening. Terms apply.